Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. 34-17 conference road win to go 2-0 on Friday night at Maine. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Well, I liked the performance in all three phases. I thought we played complementary football really well. I think, you know, obviously you always look at some of the negative things that you can improve upon, but, you know, the goals we had to eliminate penalties, we took it down from about an average of 9 to 3, which I thought was outstanding. You know, we felt we started a little slow on defense, but got it under control. Offensively was, you know, really, I think, one step ahead most of the night. Thought they were really impressive. The special teams contributions with a couple of big returns set us up with good positive field position. And then the opportunity to let the big boys tee off at the end of the game. We had 5:22 left in the game, and they were able to grind the clock out. It was particularly rewarding. So, you know, it was, you know, it's a big challenge. I mean, it's been since 1998 that Rhode Island's been able to go up there and get a W. And I think that's a good football team that we were able to beat. And so got home about 5:30 in the morning, and then we're rocking 5 hours south down to Villanova this coming week.
Before I open up for some questions, the game got moved, obviously, for the hurricane on Friday. How much did that change your plans or affect things at all?
I don't think there was much of an effect on us, you know, at all, truthfully. I have great appreciation and throw a shout out to our administration. You know, I got a call from Brittany Miles about the who's our associate AD in charge of football, that had mentioned, hey, you check this Hurricane Lee out. And I had usually checking the weather a little bit more, but I didn't know it was going to be as bad. And then we started activating conversations, Thor. The whole administration did an incredible job, you know, and then be able to find us a place to stay, get us up there and make it possible, I thought was great. Because I think that no matter how much of a dud it seemed like down here in terms of the hurricane, I think that it was bearing right in on where we were. And it would have been a difficult game to play, and probably not representative of both teams. It would be a management of weather more than it would be football. So it didn't affect us a whole bunch. You know, we did a blended Thursday, Friday practice and got on a bus and got up there, and we're able to be fortunate enough to get a W.
Got some questions for you. First from Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Hey, breakout game for running back Jaden McKenzie for you, Coach, over 100 yards. As that rep as a short yardage goal line guy, but he showed he can move in the open field too.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was sitting there, we called a play, and I said, is this the right one for Jaden? Because, you know, I'm always usually looking to see him go north and south, you know, but this one was a perimeter play, and he did two of those, you know, where he had a nice run off the left side, and he also nice catch in the flat and turned it up. It was what we expected to get out of him. You know, he's a monster of a kid, and he's a great kid working extremely hard, you know, first year in the program trying to pick up everything, but he was inspiring to watch, and I know that late in the game, that's not a guy I would want to tackle.
That's for sure. Can I follow up on Rob?
Yeah.
AJ Pena on the defensive side, Coach, giving you that aggression that you need in getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, that I think that sometimes takes a little while to get going in a game, but once he gets the trigger and then he gets something going, he can become very dangerous. I just remember looking out, and we dropped him in coverage one time late in the game. I'm saying that's probably not the forte, but it, you know, sometimes he was close to it, but he's more effective rushing that passer and throw we got him. He's a complete football player that just loves it and prepares extremely well. So I was glad to see him get it rolling a little bit.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question from Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Coach. You guys can hear me this week?
Got it, Nick. How you doing, man?
I moved spots in my place, so hopefully.
Nice recliner, man. Nice recliner.
I can see it. Yeah. I got this for free. Yeah, it's got like a little golf pattern on it. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, I thought it was camouflage, bro.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of that, too. Yeah, go figure. Yeah. Special teams question for you. Ty Groff gets co-special teams player of the week, freshman kicker. Just psychologically, when you have a guy that can, I think he had a 47-yarder, like, as a coach, how much do you look at that when you're, you know, running your offense, whatever, and you say, like, well, look, if we have to settle for three, I have confidence in this kid that he can get three on the board. And just how much does that sort of give you confidence that, you know, you'll put points on the board however you need to on every drive?
It gives you great confidence, you know, once that first one goes through. You know, that was a bomber for him, you know, and it was right at the range of, I asked those kids, you know, where can they hit it from before the game, you know, and with the wind, against the wind, and he was right on. He got to the 30-yard line and we stalled out and let him took his shot. Now, you know, we know what we have here, you know, fell in love with him the first time I met him when he came on a recruiting visit. He was a state champion quarterback and kicker at New Canaan High School. You know, he's a competitor and didn't have the best a week of practices. He was kind of angry and but went out there and really produced. So it really helps us knowing that we can get those through the uprights, because then it takes a little heat off of us having to go for it for, you know, when it becomes longer yards in that area of the field, which, you know, I affectionately call the puke area. You know, do you go for it? Do you kick it? But, you know, that's where we're at. But, you know, he's a consistent guy and he's got to have a great future. So I'm thrilled for him and us.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Next question from Martin. Did you see your morning, Mark?
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you, am I saying his name right? Is it Kasim Hill?
Yes.
Just what it's like coaching. A guy's a seventh-year player. What it's like coaching, and what are his, you know, top attributes?
His top attributes are his competitiveness and his desire to win. You know, he's, you know, been through the world of college football with a very long, long story, you know, overcoming injuries, overcoming the comeback from injuries, getting injured again, transfer, you name it. But when you boil it all down, he's going to be a 4-year starting quarterback for us, who's got tremendous command of our offense. I felt that his leadership skills, you know, are continuing to grow. I thought that was very evident in the ball game last weekend. He's got his accuracy is improved, you know, and still room for improvement. But he's a great kid, and he's a team kid. You know, he's not about me. It's, you know, it's about the team. And we got into a little tiff last night because I was trying to pull him out, and I was probably wrong. You know, he wanted to take a knee and finish that with his kid, with his brothers, his teammates, and you know, probably should have let him do that. But I wanted to see Deb run. But blah blah blah. He's a great kid.
How's his arm, and does he have any potential to play beyond here?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's got a very strong arm. The accuracy has been the ding on him from the scouts I've talked to, but he's got good mobility. He's got a good solid body on him. He's a good decision maker. And I think all the mechanics of his throwing ability is getting better and better as we've continued to grow, you know, with the command of our offense and what he can do with it. So I think he'll have a shot. You know, I think without a doubt, he'll get a shot.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, follow up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, in this Villanova game coming up this weekend for you, the top four in the CAA and yards per catch are going to be in this game. Summers and Buchanan for you guys, Pringle and Sanchez for Villanova. Talk about the concerns you have in keeping a lid on those two guys for Villanova.
Yeah, I think it really, you know, believe it or not, starts with the run game. I mean, they've got a host of backs that get the run game going, and then they're very creative in terms of how they get those guys sprung free. I mean, there have been some wide open throws and catches to those two kids, but they're both very talented. You know, I was, you know, really impressed watching tape. You know, we've always known about Pringle. You know, Sanchez, I didn't know as much about, but I see him. He's a strong, good hand catcher and good body. So, I mean, we're going to have our hands full, and you know, a lot of it is just the structure. You know, I've known Villanova for quite some time. I haven't worked there. I mean, it's the ball's always moving around. Very similar to our situation. You know, we can move it in, move it out, but they've got some very strong running backs, and it looks to be a monstrous offensive line again. And the quarterback is slinging it. Yep.
Yeah, one more for you, Jim. Just I want to talk a little bit about your defense on Friday night. You guys don't let up any points to that main offense in the second half. What was the biggest thing that happened over that final 30?
Well, I mean, to keep them off the board was the interception that kept them off the board. You know, we kind of knew how the game was going to unfold when they took the – you know, they played for the win in the fourth quarter. You know, we were able to keep a lid on it through the third. And then, you know, we knew they were going to come out chucking in the fourth. And of course they did. But, you know, they got the one drive that ended up in interception. And then we were able to grind out the clock. So, you know, we did a good job with time of possession. But it was, you know, it was a little hairy just a little bit until we were able to pull away comfortably. But the interception was the key. And I think that, you know, we didn't make any overwhelming halftime adjustments. We just, you know, determined that, you know, we needed to do certain things that we had prepared, do them better. And that's what the kids did. And it resulted in a second half shutout.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Safe travels to Philadelphia. And we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Once again.